I'm back, bitches. I'm so sorry for literally abandoning you guys. I mean, there's literally no one to talk to anyway. But I'm back. I'm going back to my roots, to my podcaster roots. I'm very excited. I've missed this, honestly. But my charger for my microphone broke, and I just got a new one. It took me about 8 months. Yes. And I don't regret it. I'm sorry. I've been busy. I've been better. You guys, I have so much to tell you. It's crazy. Like, if you told January me everything that happened this year, he'll tell you, yeah, no shit. It's not even funny. Like, it's not even funny. So I'm going to try to be a little bit more consistent with the podcasting. I'm sorry about the noise. It's late at night. There's noise. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm talking way too loud. I don't know if I'm talking way too low. Whatever. But I'm going to try to be more consistent with this, even though it's going to take me a lot, because this is my last year of high school and I have to get perfect grades, which means I'm not going to see a sunrise, a sun, anything. Like, I'm just going to be stuck at home until I get what I want. That's the only important thing in my life right now. I don't care about my mental health. I don't care about my social life. I don't care about anything else. I just want my grades to be perfect, because I care about my future. I don't know about you, but I do. So where do we start? I have a lot to tell you. This past year has been pretty crazy. I mean, I was talking about my grades, so let's continue on that point. I'm so fucking happy with how everything has turned out in this past year of school. Like, it was perfect. I had perfect grades, which I did not expect at all. I worked my ass off. I do think I deserve it, to be honest, because I have never worked so hard for anything in my life, and I accomplished my goal, and it's still crazy to look at and to look back at, and just to see, like, all of the 10s, like, in a row. It was, like, the most incredible moment in my life ever. I don't think I've ever felt so proud of myself and so accomplished, and it honestly, it has completely changed me. I'm a bit more relaxed this year. No, I'm lying. I do need perfect grades, but I am a little bit more relaxed because I know that I have that perfect score. And it took me, it didn't happen the first trimester. It took me a little bit more. And I got better and better. And that's why I'm not too worried about it, because I'm consistent, I'm working hard. It's only been 2 weeks, but I'm already suffering, you know, I'm already struggling, I'm already crying every day because I have so much shit to study. But that's the life of a student who actually studies, you know, because there's so many people that just, like, don't study and are not made to do that. And it's like, if you are not gonna study, if you're not gonna take it seriously, why the fuck are you doing it? If you know you're not made for it, don't do it. You don't waste your time. Do something else. Like, don't make us waste our time. Like, the people that actually want to study and want to take it seriously, don't make us waste our time because you're just fucking goofing around and you're a fucking 17-year-old boy who smells like sweat and protein powder. You're not funny. I literally would punch you. I would grab a shotgun and shoot you. I don't care. If you gave me the chance, I would take it proudly. I hate men and I hate teenage boys. That has been, like, the biggest discovery of the year. Men suck. Men suck. Men suck. Men suck. Like, even the good ones, even the ones you think are good, because they're not even good, they suck and they destroy you. So let's go on that route. Oh, God. So there was a boy in my class. Fuck. I don't even think I want to tell this story. Basically, I was like talking to this boy. He started talking to me in December. I ghosted him. And then he started talking to me back in February. And I continued replying, thinking he was my friend. And that was literally it. No. He had feelings for me. At the time, I obviously knew because, you know, guys are not good at hiding when they have feelings for a girl. And at first, I didn't feel like anything for him. You just like, oh my God, he likes me. Thank God. You know, one guy in my life who fucking likes me, I'm going to make the best of it. Like, I don't like him, but I want him to like me. That's where I was at when we started talking. And like, for me, it was never anything serious. It was never going to turn into something serious. Like, I didn't want it to turn into something serious. I never found him attractive. I never found him like my type. You know, I like black men. Like, he's the opposite. And like, I didn't think anything of it. It was just funny at first and something I would talk about with my friend, tell her what the fuck this guy like is texting me and keeps texting me. And I was like talking to him once and like he didn't know something that I was talking, like he didn't know what I was talking about. And so I sent him a TikTok, being careful with like not sharing it directly, like copying the link and pasting it so that he wouldn't see my profile. That didn't work. He saw my profile. He started following me. He started following me on Instagram. Like, he was excited. He liked me first. And that's the point. He liked me first. But I caught feelings. I know. I failed you, people. I failed you. I caught feelings for a medium man, you know, medium ugly men. I mean, that's my type though, because I kind of like the medium ugly, like ugly hot. That's my type. But I caught feelings for him and I'm like, I was like fucking not obsessed, but I was like thinking of him like a lot and I was like waiting for him to reply to me and I was like super excited because I was like, fuck, I like this guy. I did not expect to like him. And I was like, I know for a fact that he likes me. Like, my friends have told me about it. Like, basically, at this point, everybody knows he likes me. And I was not even hiding it. Like, I was just being myself around him, but I knew that he liked me. Basically, because he is, and I've noticed now with my friend, he is shy around the girls that he likes, or that he finds attractive in any kind of way. And he is the complete opposite. He's like super extroverted with the girls that he knows he has no chance with. The girls who he just considers as friends and just doesn't see anything romantically for them. And he's like super extroverted. And he never, ever was extroverted with me. He was always, always, always shy. And that made me realize, like, shit, like, I know he likes me. Like, he doesn't behave the exact same way with me and other girls. And I'm like, fuck. So you are, like, talking to me by WhatsApp, but you're not talking to me in person. That's because you're shy. I get it. But then you're talking to other girls who are just your friends. But you're super outgoing and you're super talkative and you're, like, joking around, but like he never really did that with me, and so that made it obvious. And yeah, So during Holy Week, I was feeling a little bit savage, you know? And I'm like, I have nothing to lose. I know he likes me. And I know I could have a chance with him. So I told him. Well, actually, like, let me tell the story properly. My grandparents celebrated their 50th anniversary. And I was like, I was with my family. I was with their friends that hadn't seen me in a very, very long time. I got super dressed up. I read at the wedding, like the 50th anniversary wedding. I loved my outfit. I felt super pretty. And he knew that I had the wedding. So he asked me, hey, well, how was it? I was like, well, I loved it. I mean, everybody was telling me that I looked great, that I'm like so pretty, that blah, blah, blah. Me being funny and a narcissist, funnily, you know, like just jokingly. And he's like, yeah, right. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. What? So we both know. We both know what you think of that. And that's false. He's like, what? What are you talking about? I'm not saying, I'm like, admit that you think I'm pretty. He's like, I don't think so. I'm not going to do that. I'm like, why? I mean, if you admit what I think you are feeling about me, maybe we can both win. If you don't, you lose. I don't lose anything because Angela doesn't lose. And he's like, oh, really? So if we both win, why don't you just tell me? And I told him. I told him. He didn't have the balls to tell me. I'm just way too forward with things. And he's not like that. I get it. So I told him. And we didn't meet up because we didn't have time. When we went back to school, he couldn't get together that weekend because he had a birthday party. And then on Saturday, he was going on a full week trip with the school. And it was just like something that had been going on for like a year that he had prepared with other people. And it was just like, it was him and a few other people. And they went to another country and we kept talking. But I was like, I know for a fact that he's going to find another girl attractive or that he's going to like another girl. And I get it. I mean, if he wants to do whatever he wants to do with that girl, I don't mind. Why? Because he's not my boyfriend. He never was my boyfriend. We both had feelings for each other. Yes. Probably me more because I'm such a sensitive person, for sure. Like, my feelings for him were super strong. I've never felt something so strong ever in my entire life. I liked him. Like, I saw him and my face would light up and I would get the butterflies in my stomach whenever I saw him. Like, I really, really, really liked him. I was head over heels. And I thought he was at first. I really did. But it turns out I caught stronger feelings because that's just the type of person that I am. I am super sensitive. I feel everything twice as much as people normally do. And so when I have like a connection with somebody, I feel that connection and I just love that connection, you know, and I feel super empowered knowing that I have that connection with someone. And it just makes me, I love feelings. I love to feel excited to be with someone. I love to just have that sort of care for somebody else. I love that. I don't like to express it, but I do love having that feeling. And well, I was right. He did have someone that they kind of had something, but they didn't end up doing anything. And I knew that was going to happen. And we talked it out. He was like, he was telling me that he didn't want anything serious with me. He just didn't want anything with me. And I'm like, okay, well, you should have told me before because you've made me waste my time. We were talking for fucking 3 months. You could have told me how you felt in the first month and I wouldn't have wasted my time with you because look at where we are right now. You know, I've wasted 3 months of my life talking to you, catching feelings for you, and you fucked it all up. And I'm supposed to be okay with it. I'm supposed to look at you in the face and say that I forgive you for fucking hurting me and for destroying me as much as you did. I went to the feria and I got drunk because I was not about to take that shit. No one has ever hurt me as much as he hurt me. Nothing has ever hurt me as much as that hurt me. And I still feel like it still pains me. It still pains me because I never got closure. We never actually talked things out. We never had anything physical. It was just like two people that liked each other. One that caught feelings before, the other one that caught stronger feelings. And she lost, not surprised. So I get to school on Monday after that weekend that I hanged out with him for literally 30 minutes. Because he didn't have time for me, anything. He didn't have any more time for me. Fuck you. I'm still so angry. I'm sorry for just... I'm not sorry, actually, because those are my feelings and I just can't do anything about it. But yeah, I got back that Monday on school and I had told a few of my friends that I was talking to a guy. I didn't tell them who it was, but I ended up telling my friend that was sat with me in class the story, not who it was. And she went to the bathroom and she came back or something. I don't remember properly. But a friend of his, she's a girl, turns around and tells me, "Hey, did you end up having something with this guy?" And I'm like, "Excuse me, what?" She's like, "Yeah, I mean..." I'm like, no, I would never have something with this guy. Like, who do you think I am? Like, me being super offended that she'd think that I would have something with him because, well, it's not that I was ashamed. It was just, I don't like talking about those things to people that I don't trust. And she, obviously, I don't trust her. She's not my friend. I only talked to her like twice before she told me that. And she said, "Oh, yeah, because like, in the feria, we were together and he made out with a black girl." And my face was like, "Excuse me, what?" And when he came back, he was like, "Oh my God, she left me a hickey. Oh my God, tomorrow I'm meeting up with Angela and she's going to see my hickey and she's not going to want to make out with me." That was Monday. 8:30 a.m. I had been crying the whole fucking weekend. Well, actually the whole fucking week, because I was feeling him distant. And my world literally fell to my feet. My world shattered in that moment. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And I told not the friend I was talking to. Okay, whatever. Go. Yeah, now you're interrupting. Go away.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I told my friend. Sorry for that interruption. My brother was trying to sleep and I kind of wake him up. I don't care. So I told my friend about it and she's like, "There's no fucking way. Like, what the fuck is up with him? He has never, ever told me about this." He had the audacity. Oh, by the way, when he made out with that girl, it was the day before, a few hours, because it was late at night before he met me. Excuse me, what? And you didn't have the fucking audacity
to tell me? I had to find out by your friends? It was very shocking. It was, yeah, I did not expect it. And then I just basically blocked him out of my mind. And then people from his circle would come up to me and tell me, well, wouldn't come up to me, but would tell my friend. It's like, oh my God, did your friend want to be with this guy? Like, didn't she want to be with him? That was a month after everything had gone on. And he was still saying that I wanted to be with him. And when she told me, I'm like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. I literally texted him so fast. I'm like, what the fuck are you saying about me? Why the fuck are you still talking about me? Are you fucking dumb? Why did you tell so many people? He's like, I just told my friends. Like, I don't know what you want me to tell you. I'm like, you fucking make me waste my time and you fucking go around telling people about our situation when there's literally nothing going on. What? Are you fucking dumb? I have never been so furious. It was not even funny. Like, again, my world fell. It was horrible. It was horrible. And I spent a very horrible summer thinking of how disgusting he is, spending it by my fucking self alone for 3 months. having mental breakdowns every 2 days, having anxiety attacks every other day. It was not a good summer. It was not good personally. Academically, great. But personally, not good at all. Not good at all. And now I have to see his face again every single day. The bad part is I want him back as a friend. I miss him because before anything else, we were friends and I miss the relationship that we had. Like, I loved it. Like, we were always joking around between the two of us. Like actual jokes that we had for each other. And it was just a great friendship. And I feel like I could trust him and like he could trust me. And it was such a good friendship. And it all got fucked up because of him and his cowardness. So that's that episode. Yeah, pretty traumatizing. The trauma of my life. Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future. I'll keep you informed. Because my friend says that we'll for sure like get back to being friends. I don't know about that, but whatever. I'm not mad about it if we ever do become friends again. So, what else? Well, I've been extremely depressed lately. Because I just feel like I'm not enjoying my teenage years. It really fucking sucks because I see all of these people going out and getting drunk and doing fun, crazy things and making out with that guy and fucking this guy and dating that one. And girl, how can I tell you? I've done zero of those things. No man has ever liked me before. I've never done a crazy thing in my fucking entire life because I don't have friends. I honestly don't think I have real friends. That's the issue. I think I have 2.5 friends that I can count as real. And the rest are just, I don't know. I don't know what they are. But it just, I don't know. I feel completely pushed away, and maybe it's just me, but I do feel like I just don't fit in, and they are not even putting in the effort to make me feel like I fit in, and that hurts, because I've gone through that many, many times, and it's not fun to see your friends going out without you and not telling you about it. It's not fun seeing
girls your age or got people your age doing things that you're supposed to do and you're stuck at home because nobody has told you to go with them, it's not fun to stay at home on a Friday night when everybody else is outside. And maybe it's my issue. Maybe I should put myself out there more. But I just don't know how to do it. I really don't. I try my best to be a better person. I try my best to be some kind of risk taker. It's just difficult. It's very, very difficult for me. Because I, like I said, I just feel like I don't fit in any group of people that I know. And that's why I kind of feel like I just want to move to a new city, start freshly and new, and begin my life by myself and meet new people, do new things, just start over fresh with no contact from other people and just me. And I've talked to my friends about it, well, my friend about it, and she's told me, like, I have to enjoy being by myself. I'm like, dude, I've been by myself for the past 17 years of my life, which is the total of my whole entire life. I've always enjoyed being by myself. I love being by myself. I just don't like to feel like I'm by myself. I don't like to feel like I'm lonely, like I'm alone. I'm a loner sometimes. Yes, I love to spend time with myself. I love to watch TV. I love to play piano. I love to do this type of stuff. I love recording my podcast. I love to do the things that I love, my hobbies. I appreciate that with my whole heart. I just don't like to feel alone. I don't like to feel like there's nobody there that I can talk to. There's nobody there that I can trust. I don't like that feeling. And that feeling has been there for the past 4 months, maybe, or more. And it hurts so much. It hurts me so fucking much to feel like I'm the odd one out. And I'm tired of it. I'm exhausted of always being the odd one out. I don't want that. I want to find somebody that likes me for me and that is not going to like somebody else because they're away for a week. I want friends that actually value me and that actually want to hang out with me and that like me. I want to be happy with myself. I want to enjoy my life, and I'm just not at that point. And I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. I hate that I'm not able to enjoy my life. And it fucking sucks. But yeah, ending on a good note, I don't know. Well, I moved. That's the good note. I moved, and I have a great big room. And that makes me very happy. That's the only thing that has been an improvement in my life this year so far. So yeah, that's all. I'm just going to end the episode and watch The Big Bang Theory and laugh a little bit because that's honestly what I did right now. Thank you for listening. If you're new, welcome. I promise my episodes are not going to be this sad. Well, actually, I can't promise that. If you're an old person, an old listener, thank you for coming back. I mean, I've been gone for a long time, so why would you come back? I don't know. If you know me, I'm sorry you have to hear me being like this. I promise. I do need help. Yeah, I was going to say I don't need help, but I do. Don't worry about me, though. I'll deal with it by myself. I don't need any help. Not from my friends. I don't like that. But yeah, I love every single one of you who listen to this podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed. And I hope I see you soon. Let's just cross our fingers so that Angela will come back for a next episode. Bye-bye. Mwah.